is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 3rd of March, 2009. It was on this day, 1802, Beethoven published his Moonlight Sonata, Sonata number 14 in C-sharp minor, opus 27, number 2, whose great popularity confused him. He said, "Surely I've written better things." 1873, Congress enacted the Comstock Law, making it illegal to send any obscene, lewd, or lascivious books through the U.S. mails. It was under the Comstock Law that James Joyce's Ulysses was barred from the mails, until court challenges finally determined that the book was not obscene. It's the birthday of the Irish novelist Aidan Higgins, born in County Kildare in 1927, best known for his first novel, Langrish Go Down, in 1966, a novel set in the years around World War II, about four Irish sisters, four spinsters, and the love affair between the youngest one and a German student, later adapted by the BBC into a film starring Jeremy Irons and Judi Dench. Aidan Higgins, who has written other books since, including The Balcony of Europe, which was shortlisted for the Booker Prize in 1972, but Langrish Go Down is considered by many critics his best work, and one reviewer writing about Higgins said, "It's a bitter fate for a novelist to be best known for his first work." And it's the birthday of the poet James Merrill, born New York City, 1926, the son of the founder of Merrill Lynch. At the age of 8, he was already writing a poem a day, and thanks to a large trust fund, he was able to travel widely and not have to worry about earning a living. James Merrill, who used a Ouija board to write his long poem Divine Comedies, which won the Pulitzer Prize in the mid-70s. Here's a poem for today by Amber Coverdale Sumrall, entitled Late Winter Rains. When the rains finally start, they do not stop. The mockingbirds sing all day, as if someone were feeding quarters into slots on their bodies. Hyacinths bloom in violet glass along the window ledge, the long white strands of their roots suspended in water. One by one, they open, filling the room with sweetness. The silent crow, who has perched on your shoulder, flies off like a spell in reverse. Last winter, wrapped in red velvet curtains, we leaned out the window of your 9th-story Manhattan apartment to catch the swirling snowflakes on our tongues. It seemed so effortless. The falling snow turned to sleet and then to rain. We moved from window to bed to tub, leaving wet trails across the hardwood floor. When you touched me, always it was the first time. The kitchen window fogs with steam, damp heat of kisses. Outside, a crow calls once in the gray light, then is gone. I remember our beginning, a time before dark wings began beating in your blood, how I believed there was nothing our love couldn't heal, how after the sky cleared, we walked through Riverside Park, startled to see lavender and mauve iris flowering in the wake of so much cold, their swollen centers, like hearts, turned inside out." Late Winter Rains, a poem by Amber Coverdale Sumrall, from her collection Litany of Wings, published by Many Names Press of Santa Cruz and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.